This podcast replay is brought to you by EssentialMovingExperts.com. 5-star rated. 25 years of experience in the moving business. Family owned and operated. They offer free 30-day storage. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Mention the Big O and get $150 off. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com.
And let me tell you something. A little Skyler talk here, which is kind of interesting. And kudos to the front office, because the front office drafted Minka Fitzpatrick, who's a terrific player. And he couldn't get along with his coach. So they had to trade him. And then went and found Javon Holland, which is just absolutely sick. So late in the draft, they find a Reed Sinnott. And the kid showed you a little moxie, remember? He looked pretty good. He looked like a nice little project as a third level quarterback that you want to. And I've talked about this over the years, that you should never stop drafting quarterbacks, because if they develop, you can actually trade them and use them as, trade chips and pieces. And you should always try to develop a young guy, because you never know what happens to your starter, God forbid. And they went and got Reed Sinnott, and the kid showed something. And he got grabbed. Just want to remind you, we do our homework here. Reed Sinnott is still on the Eagles roster. He's there battling with Gardner Minshew. It'll be interesting to see if the Eagles keep Jalen Hurts, Gardner Minshew, and Reed Sinnott. Reed, by the way, was 9 of 17 for 81 yards and a touchdown. Minshew was 8 of 12, 81 yards, no touchdown, did not lead them to a score. Will they keep three? Will they keep Reed as the developmental guy? So the guy that they stole off of the Dolphins roster, the developmental guy, is still developing in Philadelphia. Whether he gets anywhere or not, or he just develops into a career backup, that would be successful, by the way. That would be very successful. But it also shows you that the front office has an eye for talent. And so, yeah, you're going to hit on X, and you're going to hit on Minka, and you're going to hit on Javon Holland, right? But you might miss on X. I mean, you might miss on Noah. But you'll find a Nick Needham off the street. You were trying to develop a Trill Williams off the street. See what I'm saying? So this is super important. You see a Tanner Connor coming off the street, a Seathan Carter coming off the street, a Darius Hodge coming off the street, a Siler coming off the street. So all of a sudden, your front office, that's what you look at with Skylar Thompson. And once again, other people around the NFL are going to go, those sons of bitches found another guy. Last year, it was Reed Sinnott, and they snatched him from the roster. This year, they won't expose this guy. And he has a better arm than Reed Sinnott. One of the things I loved about Reed Sinnott was his moxie, his awareness back there. He did take a couple sacks this weekend, but he overall has pretty good awareness in the pocket and craftiness back there to make plays, and he did lead him to a score. And you always want to be able to unearth behind the scenes. Yeah, you want to find them early in the draft. You want to find them late in the draft, but you want to find them post-draft. And that's what's going on too, okay? You're finding guys at the end of your draft. You're finding guys off the street. So your front office is turning over every rock, and not perfect, but overall pretty damn good. And that draft that was much maligned a couple of years ago, well, Austin Jackson might be turning a corner, and Tua might be shutting people up. So maybe Noah's the only miss there. And this will be a very big week for Noah, because you've had your couple weeks of camp, and then now you had your week of playing against a team and you haven't made the progress that you need to make. There's a couple flashes, but not enough, not nearly enough. So now you've got to pick it up over the next couple weeks here, because obviously Trill Williams' injury is going to thrust you into the spotlight to see if you can come through. But I do want to tell you that when you look at overall the talent hunting going on for the team at all levels, they're succeeding at all levels. They're finding players at all levels, because all of a sudden now we're going, well, who's this Cameron Good guy, a seventh rounder? Wow, hold on. So Skyler and Cameron Good at the back end of the draft. Damn, that's pretty good, dude. Not bad. Who's this Porter Gustin guy? Who's this Darius Hodge guy? Start seeing some of these cats. And again, you know, I talked about this on Saturday, how the summer league has become a thing for us as basketball fans and Heat fans, because we're intrigued that the Heat always find a dude. Well, guess what? Chris Greer, Marvin Allen, and Reggie McKenzie, those guys are finding dudes. And this is what Skyler's all about. This time, don't let him go. All right? Let's hope so. But nice developmental stuff going on. I don't know if Skyler gets anywhere. I don't know if Reed Sinnott gets anywhere. But I do know this. Reed Sinnott is still in the league, still on a roster, still playing. Another team stole him and has kept him and still trying to develop him. Now Miami has another kid. And you just don't know where it goes. But this time, there will be no placing on the waiver wire, because you will lose him just like you lost this other kid. So good stuff in development by the front office from top to bottom and at all levels. It's pretty freaking cool to see.